Hello, Sister Saints. Hey, it's Sister Deb from DontParish.com. I thought we'd talk today about binding burdens. And I talked to Brother James about this and kind of explained what I was going to say. And he said, yeah, that's a good topic. And I told him the scripture verse. It's kind of been ringing around in my mind. It's Matthew 23, verse 4. Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and scribes, and he says, "For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." So I'm looking at this, bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne. And I'm thinking about women with head covering and dress. And I know everybody's like, well, what's the big deal? It's not that important. Well, those obviously are people who are in rebellion or not born again. Because us sisters who are dressing biblically in head covering, we see it in the scriptures. We have a ton of articles that teach on this, so I'm not teaching about it right now. But I will say, a godly woman is to cover her head and her hair, which is her glory. And she should wear it pretty much all the time, like a regular piece of clothing, like she wears all her other clothing. And her clothing should be, as in 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3, it's long, loose, unadorned dresses or skirts and shirts. And so what I'm going to do is I'll start with head covering and kind of explain where I'm going with on this. You know, when it says katakaluptos, kata, that's what covered is. That's the Greek word for covered. And kata is down and kluptos is to cover wholly, to hide or veil. And that's all we have on that. If we were not to look at history or look at pictures or any of man's conceptions, if we women were to read that and all of God's word in 1 Corinthians 11 for women, we would see that your hair has to be covered, your head has to be covered, it has to be something that comes down, which that means is a hat that sits on top of the head, does not come down the sides of the head, it's not a covering. And the Bible doesn't say how long, what color. It doesn't say cover your face. It doesn't say cover your neck. It doesn't say cover your ears. It is a glory covering and a symbol of a woman's submission to God's headship order. So basically, a head covering needs to cover the head where the hair is. Now, there's so many different ways to do this. And I know I've done audios on this. But what I'm going to do through this head covering and dress, I'm going to paint some pictures for you verbally. And I'm going to let you imagine what you see within it. And I thought about looking up pictures, maybe having Brother James draw them. And I thought, no, because, you know, we got enough haters out there. They'd be like, and they've already done it. Yeah, so I saw the pictures you drew or you put out there and you're just saying you can only wear this or that. And it's like, I don't like using pictures like that. Use what God's word says and then use your, and this is where I'm going to use the word liberty. We don't have liberty not to obey God's word in this area because we are to obey it. We do have liberty within it, how we do it, as long as it fits in with God's guidelines and his words. And so, head coverings. I'm going to go from one extreme to the next. A woman could wear a scarf. She could leave all her hair down and lay this great big scarf over the top of her head and pin it under her neck. And that would be biblical. She could take that same scarf and pin it behind her neck and cover all her hair, and she's biblical. She could take the same scarf, now this is covering the top of her head, and tie a rope around it to where it pulls it all together in like a ponytail, but the scarf is covering all her hair. And that would be biblical. She could take all her hair and wind it up into a bun or whatever you want to call it, and put the scarf on any way she wants. She could wrap it around her neck and throw it over her shoulder. She could take that scarf and pin it around and tie the ties up under it. She could take the whole scarf and wrap it all the way around her head like a turban, as long as her hair is covered and it's coming around the sides. Like I said, it doesn't say if it should cover your ears. It doesn't say how big, how little, how long, anything. The letter says to cover wholly, to hide, to veil, and it's referring to the glory. The Spirit says there is no, or the letter doesn't say there's any specific command on how exactly to do that. The Spirit says do it, and we have liberty within it. So I've just shared a bunch of different ways that a woman can cover her head and be biblical. Now, color, of course, this goes for clothing and head covering. We're not to draw attention to ourselves. Brother James and I always say that if a woman can wear a color, a man can wear it. So I'm always careful about what color I wear because, like, if I want to wear a pink shirt, I shouldn't be I shouldn't look at Brother James funny if he wears a pair of pink pants. You know what I'm saying? There's no color designated for women in the Bible. So we also have to be careful with that. I'm not saying it's sinful, but then again, you can't look at a man if he decides to wear a pink shirt, you know, and think that's strange. I just kind of throwing that in there. So for colors, we just always err on the side of no stumbling for anybody and just do neutral colors that both of us wear that within this society is like really no big deal. And we're supposed to have like a shamefaced manner and let everything from the inside be seen, not from the outside. And I don't want to sit here and beat this color thing to death. That's a liberty choice on people. And you'll know in your conscience, and you'll know, I know, us women know what we're doing. When we pick certain things, we know exactly what we're doing. So anyway, let's move on to clothing. So 1 Timothy 2 says it should be long, loose, unadorned, and of course no makeup, jewelry, or any of the other thing, because our inner beauty is to come from the Lord, who is the Holy Spirit within us. And so it says long. Well, how long is long? If we look in Isaiah and it talks about uncover thy locks, bare thy leg, uncover thy thigh, we see that that's a representation of a head covering, as well as the bottom of the dress or skirt should be long so as the leg and the thigh are not seen. And does it have to touch the foot? I don't know. It doesn't say exactly how long. Some people like to wear it all the way down to their shoes. Some wear it where their ankle shows. Some might be a couple inches above the ankle. I mean, we're not, there is no specific guideline on that. Obviously, you have to be careful you're not going too far showing your leg. But there's some liberty within the bottom length of a skirt. And I'm going to have a reason for all this. So just bear with me. And let's see, loose. How loose does it have to be? Does it have to be 4 or 5 sizes too big? 1 size, 2 size, 3 size? You know, that all depends on, I guess, maybe the shape and the makeup of a woman, that she needs to just wear some simple clothing that on an average day, she's not showing. When I say average day, I mean, I'm talking about whether it's windy or not, or in her house or out, wherever it is she is, that she's just regularly going about her business, and she's not accenting those particular areas that women are to cover up and not be showing. And how to do that, there's liberty in that. And everybody has a conscience of their own self on what they believe is biblically covering or not. Keep bearing with me. I'm going to go someplace with this. And so now let's look at sleeve length. There's some people who believe the sleeves need to go all the way down to the wrist. Some people to the elbow. I'm just going to say, when we're talking about this, I like my skirts to go almost all the way down to my feet. And I like my sleeves to be pretty close to my elbow. And there may be some who like to wear their sleeves between the elbow and the shoulder. There's nothing in God's word that says what length your sleeve should be. Now, we see that for coverage reasons, that it's not very covering to wear a sleeveless shirt or dress. We see that there should be some kind of sleeve in there, because once you go sleeveless, now you're exposing a whole lot more. And I'm not really going to go into that. So the whole point is there's no command on sleeve length. And let's see, materials and fabrics. There's no command on what kind of material, how thick it should be. And like, could it be, let's see, could a person wear a, I'm trying to think here, what do you call those, a maxi skirt, which is like a jersey skirt, a soft flowing one, kind of like a t-shirt material. Could a woman wear t-shirts? You know, those are all liberty issues if the letter and the spirit are fully obeyed within this. So let me think if there was something else. I didn't make any notes. Okay, looks like this one might be kind of a long audio, but that's okay. Once I get on a roll here, we're just going to go. Neckline. Some people believe that you should wear a shirt that's buttoned all the way up the neck to where a lot of the neck is covered. And some people wear a shorter neckline to where it's right down to where the bottom of the neck is. I know, just bear with me. Some of you are probably shaking your head. There's a reason for this. some people might wear like a t-shirt and the neck is a little bit wider. All I'm going to say on this is if you bend over and people can see down your shirt, I believe your neck is probably too big. Now I want to go to the t-shirt thing again because I mentioned on the skirt and the t-shirt before. T-shirt material on a woman is, for the most part, something really hard to consider biblical based on how a woman is created and how the material lays upon a woman. Now, young girls, they can wear t-shirts. They're not developed. Women, there may be some very thin, I'll just say like a pencil, that they have very little shape on them when it comes to endowment up above and stuff. And they could, but for the most part, they can't. And most of the women that I've seen who do wear t-shirts wear another layer over the top. And that's perfectly fine. And I'm saying this, usually t-shirts have shorter sleeves. And maybe the sleeves are a little more snug, but the shirt over the top is loose enough. I mean, the whole point is to cover the form and not be showing anything. So now here's where I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you from one extreme to the other. So say, I don't know if, I'm just going to assume some of you know what the Amish are. The women wear these great big black bonnets or little white caps. And then they wear a dress that the waist is cinched in really tight. But they are usually commanded to wear black or dark blue, very thick fabric, sometimes polyester. Now, you could get an Amish woman who decides, not decides yet, she's born again. Say her and her husband are reading the scriptures, they become born again. And they leave the Amish culture and they're now striving to, obey God's word in all areas. And she's looking at these clothing issues and she's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to have this cinched in at the waist. So she takes her dresses and she modifies them. So now she's biblical in that way. And she noticed that her little white head covering in the back is not fully covering. So she modifies that and takes a scarf and wraps it around her head and maybe throws it over her shoulder. So she's biblical, and her sleeves go all the way down to her wrist. And so now she is fully biblical. Now here's the other end of the spectrum. Here's a woman coming from the world, or wherever she came from, could be from the Amish or whatever, or Mennonites, it doesn't really matter. And she reads the scriptures, and she goes to the thrift store, and she buys a jersey skirt that flares out, and she buys a t-shirt, and she buys another shirt to cover it. They're all plain. Maybe the skirt is blue, the t-shirt is white, and the shirt over the top of it is green. So now she's got a few different colors on her, but they're all plain, not drawing any attention. And the fabrics are a little different, but you know what some people might scoff at. But her form is covered and you can't see anything. She takes a scarf, a stretchy material. Hey, let's go back. How about she sewed herself a jersey skirt? Just a simple two-seam skirt that she just pulls up and it's snug around her waist, but her shirts cover all that, so you see nothing. And she's got a chunk of that stretchy fabric left, and she makes a head covering that just kind of stretches and wraps around all her hair that she puts up, and now she's covered. So she's biblical. Her glory is covered. Her form is covered. Now look at the two contrasts there. You've got a woman in an ex-Amish dress that has been modified with sleeves all the way down to the wrist, big, thick, black material. She's got a scarf wrapped around her head and her neck. And she could be sitting next to a woman who has that stretchy scarf wrapped around her head and all her hair is covered. And she's wearing a jersey skirt with her t-shirt and a covering over it. Can you picture what the contrast of that would be? Now, here's where I'm going to go with this. There's a lot of people who would bind burdens on them. We've seen it happen where the woman who was the ex-Amish, I'm just saying this as an example. We haven't seen an ex-Amish woman do this. We'll look at the other woman and go, she doesn't look as holy as me. And the other woman sitting next to her goes, oh, I don't look as holy as her. And now there becomes an issue. And there could be problems where one thinks they should be doing something like the worldly woman thinks maybe she should be more like the Amish woman. The Amish woman might look at the worldly woman, the ex-worldly woman, I should say, and go, hey, wait, I don't have to wear these long sleeves. I don't have to wear this super heavy, thick fabric. I don't have to wear the scarf wrapped around my head. So here you go. I'm trying to explain how the intermixing of the body could be. So that Amish woman who was biblical before she met this ex-worldly woman, if she changed her clothes and she ended up dressing like the other woman, she's still biblical. Has she changed anything to become unbiblical? No, she hasn't. Has she gone down? Has she gone backwards? Has she done anything sinful? No, because she's still within the realm of being biblical. Now, on the other hand, the other woman could look at that and go, well, maybe I want to dress that way. And she could change that way. What I would say in all this is, what is the heart matter on this? Because we cannot bind any burdens on each other. The Amish, ex-Amish woman could be having the great conviction that all Christian women should dress like her. Well, she can't put that burden on anybody else because that's not biblical. Both of those women are covered and dressed biblical. The other woman, who was from the world, she shouldn't put that burden upon herself unless she's dressing unbiblical. But what I'm describing to you is somebody who could be fully biblical. She shouldn't have to put that burden on herself and make herself feel like she needs to dress like the other one. And we see the issue with women out there. There may be some convictions where women say, I will wear nothing but a dress or shirts or skirts or whatever that are four times bigger than me. And somebody might be convicted to just wear some that aren't quite as, you know, they're just a little bit bigger than them. And we can't be looking at one and comparing them to the other. Because, you know, I'm just going to tell you, sisters, if that's the case, if you're biblical right now, and you were to sit next to the ex-Amish woman, and you said, oh, she looks a whole lot more holy or more biblical than me. Well, I'll tell you something. The Muslims out there, when they cover everything except for their eyes, they're even more covered. When I say biblical or holy, I'm talking about covered. You know, it's all a mindset in our minds. So I'm just going to say this, sisters, be very careful. We all have to be very careful that we don't bind burdens on other people. If other women, if they are biblically covered, biblically dressed, and not showing off their forms, and they don't do it the same way you do, make sure you don't bind those burdens on them or hold anything against them. Because if it's not sin, then we have nothing to say about it. There might be a sin problem within somebody's heart if they're trying to do that. And I'm just saying this because women have a lot of competition in this area, especially when they come from the world. And this is a big one that we really have to kill. And it's something men really don't want to deal with because, all right, we've seen some groups where the elder's wife, this was an unbiblical group, and I'm going to try to carefully say it. The elder's wife chose a pattern of dress and tried to enforce that all the women would wear it. And then when many of them agreed to do it, she would like do this pinch test and be pulling it out and see how many inches it was away from the body and all this other stuff. When all of them were biblical looking, it, maybe some were bigger, some were looser. Maybe somebody had a baby and it got a little bit, not quite as full, but then later it is. You know what I'm saying? It just turns into a wicked, rotten, nasty mess. Just like what the Pharisees did with everybody. Trying to make themselves look better or set the standards for everybody else. But the Word of God is our standard as godly women. So I'm just going to say it, sisters. If your head and your hair are covered, I don't care how you do it. Neither God's Word doesn't say. And if your body and your form is covered, it doesn't matter how you do that. You could take a big sheet, cut a hole in it, and drop it over your head and sew the sides up if you want. You could go to the thrift store and buy all these different clothes that cover you up. Let's not make it into something it's not. Let's just focus on what is inside somebody. Encouraging the saints to keep stressing and striving and pressing on, not stressing. We don't want to cause people to stress. To strive and press on. There's a lot of other wicked things in this world that we don't want to be binding burdens on people's necks about all this. And I'm going to go back to the beginning and say, it is commanded. It is not a burden to cover your head. It's not a burden to cover your body the way God commands. Those are commands to us, for us godly women to do. So hopefully I explained it all right, and if anybody has any questions, let me know, and I'd be happy to explain it. It's really hard. It's something to go through. Unless they're sitting down having a conversation with women and kind of describing and talking about it all, it can be a little bit difficult. But know my heart. I'm just trying to help us women to just stand on the Word of God and not go either ditch on the sides. And no binding burdens, all right, sisters? All right, praise God. I hope you have a joyous day. May God be praised.